Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time now for Ask the CLO. Now, this one is from Amelia in D.C. Amelia writes, I met a 61-year-old gentleman several months ago. I'm 56, and I've been divorced 5 years. He's been divorced for 2 years. From the beginning of our courtship, he said he doesn't like labels. This conflicts with his actions because he sleeps with me and gives me a few dollars every now and then. To me, we are in a relationship. I have told him I want a commitment that leads to a wedding. Should I give him more time or give him an ultimatum?
Well, you could do whatever you want to, but he told you. Mm-hmm. He ain't into no titles, which is code word for I don't want to be married. Mm-hmm. Now, you call it a relationship because he done gave you some money and what?
And because he sleeps over, you know.
Okay. You know, girl, I can't tell you, and you 56, I can't tell you how many men have slept over and ain't got trying to come up with no damn title. Sleeping over don't mean that y'all have titles. He ain't gave you one. Now, you have every right to want what you want. Mm-hmm. So you can want what you want and you can make an ultimatum. But you have to be prepared for the response. Because he going to go back to what I told you in the beginning. Now, women always think they can change a man and he might.
Yeah. Mm. All right, Amelia. Did you hear that? Say it again, CLO.
He's getting what he wants. Now you got to see if you can get what you want.
That's right. All right, here we go. Catrice in Tupelo, Mississippi says...
Tupelo,
Mississippi, yeah. I'm a 48-year-old single mother of an 18-year-old son. I woke up to a big commotion recently, and it was my son having sex with his girlfriend in the shower. I have asked him repeatedly to stop sneaking her in my house. I talked to her mom about the incident, and she said her daughter is 18 and grown. I make sure my son has condoms, and I suggested to the girl that she get on some kind of birth control. The girl's mom said, I'm wrong for meddling in their sex life. Is she crazy or am I doing too much?
yeah, the woman is crazy. But you have every right to make rules at your house. Mm-hmm. That's your house. Mm-hmm. You can make all the rules you want. Now, he 18. He's sneaking his girl in the house, but he ain't got no sense to be quiet. Mm. See, what he need is a room or an apartment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or go over her mama house, who ain't got no problem with none of this.
Yeah. She doesn't have rules.
Because she'll stay in her business.
Uh-huh.
So tell your son, take all that over her mama house. Because she cool with it, but you ain't. Now, you got every right to set the rules up in your house. Mm-hmm. And he has to respect them.
Amen to that. Okay, moving on.
Good. Y'all need to go down to the park in Mississippi somewhere.
In the shower in your mom's house, making a lot of noise.
Yeah, you need to go down there by the river. It's a big river go down through there, the Mississippi. Go on down now.
Get down there by that river.
And
bank.
They're only 18, yeah.
Man, you know, you're 18, but you acting grown, but you ain't paying for nothing.
Nothing.
So, no, lady, you're not wrong at all. And the other mama, she cool with it.
Yeah, no boundaries.
So since she cool with it, y'all go over her house.
Yeah, make all the noise you want, right?
Get in her shower.
All right.
Get that tire rack off the wall.
Mary, moving on. Mary in Fort Lauderdale says, I'm a 37-year-old married woman and my husband is 38. He has turned into a miserable homebody and he wants me to be one too. We've been married for 8 years and I am still active in my sorority and I go out to brunch and social events once or twice a month. My husband told me that married women of my age shouldn't hang out like I do. My line sister is having a yacht party for her 40th birthday and my husband doesn't think I should go, but I'm going anyway. Am I wrong for being defiant?
Absolutely not. You have every right to live your life, and when is it too old to have a social life?
Yeah.
40? 40
on birthday? You too old.
Right.
Yeah.
He's so
I
young.
Got some frat brothers coming to my house. I'm the second youngest one. Only one younger than me is Larry. Everybody else older than me.
And we straight kicking.
Yeah.
And we love to see each other.
Uh-huh.
It's such a joy, man, to have friends that you've been friends with, man, 46 years. Mm-hmm. One of my boys coming, we've been partners. We've been friends, man, elementary, junior high, high school, and college since we was 4. We've been friends for 60 years. I can't
since
wait
to see
you
were 4 years old?
Since we were 4.
Yeah.
We've been running together since before. It's 5 of us called the 112 Street Boys. It's me, Butch, L, Manny, and Rico. Mm-hmm. It's 5 of us.
And it ain't nothing changed between y'all.
Not a damn thing, man. We all know each other's birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
We all call each other. We're on the same group text. We the 112 Street Boys. We know that.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Call. We there for each other. Talk about anything.
Steve. That's cool. That, that's some like friends deep, like man. That. Yeah,
that's
you
got friends.
Friends. Yeah.
Yeah, that's greatness.
Mm-hmm. All right. Tyrone, who is an iHeartRadio app listener, says, I'm dating a woman I met online and she's 44 years old, still living at home with her parents and her 3 children. She said she had a rough time after her divorce, so I didn't judge her. She expects me to come over there and watch TV and even spend the night with her. I'm almost 60 years old and I have my own apartment. She's very family oriented and it's kind of strange. Why is she reluctant to come stay over at my place?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
That house packed.
I don't know. That's wild. You 60.
You
I'm not going over. I'm not
house.
Going over nobody mama house. I'm 60.
60. Me and your daddy went to school.
I'm just trying to figure out. She 40.
You say,
oh.
You're not going over where?
No, I'm not going over nobody house. I'm 60. I sit with your mama.
All right.
Still that live with your crazy. Parents. Dog, we not. We ain't finna do this here.
Yeah, man.
Watch TV and spend the night. Spend the night where?
At her parents' house? No, thank
my
you.
My old ass at somebody's house spending the night. Hey, man, what's happening? I don't know. What you doing?
All right, we got to go. Thank you, CLO.
This is Steve Harvey Morning Show, man.
One in the hand, two in the bush. Who's in the bush? Who in there?
It's a bird.
It's a bird.
It's a bird. In the hand is worth two in the bush.
Right there. Didn't know.
Well, Junior, what that means is what you're holding, it might be two birds in that bush, but if you let this bird go to reach in there for the two in the bush and they fly out the bush, you ain't got nothing. A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
But if it's two in there and I happen to catch both, wouldn't that be better?
See, key word in there was a small word with the smaller, the smallest words with the biggest consequences. If I rob this bank and if they don't catch me, I'm going to be rich. Yeah, okay. A whole lot of ifs sitting in prison today.
Right.
Okay. I get you.
Like, hey, man, like my daddy said, if going to get your ass whooped.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.